How to succeed at a virtual physiatry job fair. You're maybe used to job fairs where you walk through row after row of booths staffed by recruiters and collect free pins with company names. Today, the scene is changing. Virtual physiatry job fairs allow you to hunt for opportunities without leaving your home, but you may need to update your approach. Study these tips before you attend your next virtual event. Steps to take before a virtual physiatry job fair. Number one, plan ahead. Virtual job fairs can be more convenient, yet more challenging than the normal traditional format. The ease of participation means more events, recruiters, and information. Establish priorities so you know where to concentrate your efforts. Number two, edit your profiles. Does your LinkedIn summary need tweaking? If you're making your Twitter account public, ensure your comments are suitable for the workplace. Number three, beef up your website. Go a step further to showcase your talents and the quality of your work. Even a basic website or blog gives you a venue to write about physiatry and show that you're keeping up with the latest trends and research. Number four, take a headshot. Pictures make a strong impression. Depending on your budget, visit a professional photographer or ask a talented friend for help. Number five, test your equipment. At a minimum, you'll need a reliable internet connection. It's also a good idea to try out your webcam and microphone in advance. Number six, review your materials. If you've been looking for a new position, you've probably already researched keywords for your CV and proofread it at least once. Now that you're sharing your documents online, you also want to check that they can be viewed correctly on mobile devices. Work on your introduction. Some fairs will offer video chats, while others will support text messages only. Rehearse your elevator pitch for both formats. Number eight, prepare for interviews. One of the reasons employers like online career fairs is that they can speed up the hiring process. You may be invited for an impromptu video interview, so clean up your workspace and wear a suit. Steps to take during and after a virtual physiatry job fair. Number one, act professional. If you're used to communicating in a casual tone while you're online, stay alert. In general, you'll want to avoid slang or trendy text abbreviations. Number two, budget your time. Traditional and digital job fairs have at least one thing in common. You may run into long lines at the recruiting booths for popular companies. See if you can drop off your CV instead of waiting around. It also helps to arrive early and allow some extra time in case of delays. Number three, take notes. Write down your observations and comments. You'll be able to refer to them later when you're reviewing your day and deciding how you want to move ahead. Number four, broaden your education. Many career fairs offer extras like webinars and workshops on job hunting or industry topics. Take advantage of programs that could add to your knowledge and skills. Number five, gather contact information. Recruiting events are also an ideal setting for networking. Read over the list of healthcare companies who attend and look up their key staff on LinkedIn. Introduce yourself to other participants and follow up with phone calls or virtual coffee dates. Number six, say thanks. Remember to thank others for their time and assistance. Send an email to the company representative who gave you a valuable referral. Post a comment online letting the host know how much you appreciated their event. As virtual career fairs become more popular, they'll play a larger role in your job search. Learn how to make a strong impression online so you'll be ready to land your next position and advance your career.